the big and tall of political talk. Dom and Crute are the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a happy St. Patty's happier 4 o'clock happy hour. And it gets happier still, Dom. We're joined by a fine guest, a newly elected state lawmaker from Madison, Francesca Hong. Francesca, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Mike. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, Francesca, you wear a lot of hats, and I want to talk about one of them. We've mentioned the fact you do a fine show on Saturday mornings right here on Devil Radio, Sharp Elbows. You were recently awarded Chef of the Year in the Madison area by Madison Magazine. Made me buy the magazine off the newsstand. But Francesca, we've been talking about the bill being forwarded by Republican lawmakers in the state, and we've got some other topics we want to cover as well. But what do you think, as a restaurateur, what do you think about the idea of selling alcohol to go? Did you vote for or against it?
I voted for it. I was very one of the first co-sponsors when Representative Stephan introduced it. It is going to help our industry immensely. But it is just the first step, right? And I wish we'd introduced this about a year ago and passed it then. But I'm still happy that we were able to get it done, and hopeful and encouraged that the Senate will do the right thing and make sure it gets to the governor's desk.
And Francesca, any insights on Tony Evers' sentiment on this bill?
I do not know what the governor's stance is, but I know that he is a strong proponent and advocate for small businesses, especially restaurants. And I think that he would see this as a much needed resource for us at this time.
Francesca, want to talk about a few of the other legislative proposals. Despite the fact the Assembly did not acknowledge Black History Month through normal resolution, and it's been a constant point of contention last few years as white Republicans tried to include more white people in the honoring during Black History Month, but they didn't do that, but they did take up a vote today to honor Rush Limbaugh. In my understanding, every single Republican, bar one, signed on to this. And every Democrat, including yourself, Francesca, opposed it. Why would you oppose honoring righty, whitey, bloviator Rush Limbaugh?
I think it's important to remember that a couple years ago, the speaker recorded that they did not want to acknowledge Colin Kaepernick, such a controversial figure in the resolution recognizing Black History Month, and then to put forth a resolution to encourage one of their own to put forth a resolution honoring a man who has perpetuated racism, discrimination, misogyny, and hate for his entire career, and a man who profited off of all of that, who profited off of perpetuating that we need to live in a place that oppresses other people. I think was horrific. I think was beyond hypocritical. And my colleagues in the Democratic caucus, we all agreed that that is not what the legislature should stand for, but that's what they voted for today. They voted for racism, they voted for misogyny, they voted for discrimination, and I'm really quite ashamed that we had to take time to fight against hatred amongst our own colleagues today.
Our fine guest, Francesca Hong, live via phone. She is a state lawmaker from Madison, serving her first few days in the Assembly. Francesca, I get frustrated by these Republicans. I know that you now serve in the minority. It's got to be a frustrating position. You'll find out more and more so, I suspect, as you go along. But Francesca, do you think they come to the table, to the floor of the Assembly, as fair partners? Do you think they're even seeking to do anything right? I mean, when Robin Voss jams this Rush Limbaugh thing down our throats, he's effectively insulting the Democrats. And I realize you might have supported this other bipartisan legislation, but what does it do to the environment, the working environment on the Assembly, when you've got a party that's really... they don't like you much.
They don't like me much, and they might hate me. And I think that was made clear today. it's unfortunate because I believe policymaking in this building really is about starting relationships and building relationships. And it's really difficult to build relationships with people who fear you and perpetuate fear, and that I fear as well. I think I mentioned today that as elected officials, our priority is to keep our constituents feeling safe and our community safe. And what the message that was clear today is that they have no intention of working with us, that they want to continue to gaslight us. They want to continue to say that we are the ones that are perpetuating this toxic environment, when really, especially with the resolution today, they've shown that they are on the side they are on the side of racism. They are on the side of misogyny. They are on the side of discrimination, and they have no interest in policy making or working in bipartisan ways. I think their only interest is to continue to own the lids. Their only interest is to continue to make us feel as though we are the ones who don't want to get work done. But we clearly said today that we are in the business of not in the business of passing resolutions. We want to get right to policy. We are still in the middle of a pandemic. We still need to make sure that, you know, the unemployment waiting list is lifted. We want to expand Medicare and make sure that the state has access to over $1 billion in funds for the next biennium. I think that we want to work to help the people of Wisconsin, and all they want to do is obstruct policymaking that is going to help Wisconsinites.
Francesca, obviously you're aware there was a shooting in Atlanta last night. Six Asian American women were the targets. And we're not clear what motivated that shooter. It might have been a sexual addiction problem. Might not specifically have targeted Asian American women on purpose. But we know that Asian Americans are the targets of more and more violence. It's growing precipitously. Are you noticing anything different, and what would be your feelings on Republicans through their loose lips and Wuhan flus? Are they making Asian Americans targets?
We know that the previous administration and the hateful rhetoric that they continue to spew is directly correlated and directly linked to the rise of almost 4,000 hate crimes and hate incidents that have been reported in 2020. Asian American hate and anti-Asian sentiment is not new to this country. It has existed for hundreds of years, but so has Asian and Black solidarity, so has Asian and Latino solidarity. Communities of color are often pitted against each other because of a culture of white supremacy, but our communities have fought back, and we will continue to fight back. What happened in Atlanta was an act of racial terrorism. I think the law enforcement there has really built a false narrative about what the motive of the white male shooter was. I understand now that four of the women that were murdered were Korean. I am a second-generation Korean-American, and it breaks my heart. I feel broken and numb knowing that there are people who continue to target others based on where they come from, what they may believe, and what the color of their skin is. It's 2021, and I want us to move past this, and we're only going to do that if we come together in solidarity, but more importantly, if we move together to build and find solutions.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. State Rep. Francesca Hong from the 76th Assembly District joins us on the phone. Thank you for doing so, Francesca. The shooter in the Atlanta area, religion has come up, and we talk about, you know, you talk about white supremacy and how much this has been ingrained systemic racism in this country. My impression, Francesca, is that religion has a lot to do with it, if not the motivator, certainly an excuse that they use the religion to justify this behavior. And specifically in these cases, these are Christian, radical Christians, in my opinion, Francesca. What's your sense on what kind of influence religion has on the systemic racism in this country?
You know, I think your opinion is very valid. I think, studies have shown that white Christian nationalism more than any other ideology has really contributed and shaped discriminatory, xenophobic, and racist views, especially during the pandemic that we are still currently in. And I think that what has happened is a displacement of fear and fear-mongering and scapegoating a community that you don't understand. And so instead of wanting to learn more about a culture or a community, you choose to dismiss them. You choose to place blame on them for your own struggles. And instead of really seeing one another as humans, this type of terrorists and racism really continues to dehumanize our communities, and the pain is real, and the violence is real, and especially the gender violence is real. And I would absolutely agree that a lot of it does point to starting from kind of white nationalism, white Christian nationalism, that has contributed to this rise in anti-Asian rhetoric and anti-Asian hate.
Francesca, Senator Ron Johnson made all sorts of headlines here recently, lamenting the fact that, well, you know, if the rioters, the insurrectionists, the white Christian nationalists were actually BLM supporters, he would have been scared then, Francesca. We've talked about this quite a bit. I want to get your opinion on that and what impact that literally has on other Republican supporters.
I think the silence of the GOP elected officials in Wisconsin speaks volumes to where they stand in terms of who they want to protect and who they represent. Ron Johnson is a white supremacist. Ron Johnson chooses to protect his white communities and is against communities of color. He wants to gaslight us into thinking that we're the ones building this narrative around him when he's the one who continues to dig his own hole when it comes to stoking a base that really rallies around racism and rallies around perpetuating a race war, to be honest. It's really it's unfortunate, and I wish he would have a conversation with me. I would love to have a conversation with him about how harmful his rhetoric is to my community and to the communities that I represent. There is no other way to name it.
Francesca, you're occasionally salty on Twitter, like my buddy Dominic, and you have drawn some attention to yourself. I wonder, what have your interactions with your Republican colleagues been like so far on the assembly floor or, you know, at the Capitol? What's been your impression? Are you being received well?
I've had many conversations with my Republican colleagues. I've been open about sharing legislation that I'm interested in introducing. I've spoken with them about how to do more for our Hmong communities, which is the largest Asian American and Asian population in Wisconsin. I had a meeting with a Republican colleague this morning. I still firmly believe that relationship building is how we are going to move past some of the toxic bipartisanship, because the toxic partisanship that, you know, we have to remember is perpetuated by the Republicans. I am doing everything I can to continue to offer keep our door open. And I think that regardless of what I may say on Twitter, they see me as more than that, and I am trying to see them as more than those who stand by resolutions honoring white supremacists.
Francesca, got to cut you short. The multifaceted Francesca Hong, Madison Chef of the Year, host on Devil Radio, and state lawmaker.
I'm driving liberals crazy, that's for sure. They deserve it. You understand?